Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 72. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 45. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. One person was taken into custody during a pro-Palestinian protest Tuesday on the University of campus in Lawrence. Officials said the University of Kansas Student Affairs has engaged repeatedly with protesters over the last several days about KU's policy. The university's camping policy is clear, officials said, and after having been warned multiple times by Student Affairs about the camping policy, the group was notified that if they did not remove their tents voluntarily, KU Police Department would lead in the facilitating and the tents removal. One group member who is not a KU student refused to leave and was taken into custody. Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler was arrested yesterday after crashing his vehicle into a local liquor store. Butler was arrested by Riley County police officers for driving under the influence. He has resigned effective immediately. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape, so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya!
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
An 81-year-old Oklahoma man is still missing following a tornado that tore through Barnesdall on Monday night. Kenneth Wayne Hogue's family is still searching for him. Family members say he was in his bedroom when the tornado hit. Cinder blocks were the only thing left of his home. His daughter-in-law said he was going to sit in his room and listen to the gospel, and he said, "If the good Lord is ready for me, then that's where I'm going." Search and rescue teams will keep looking for Kenneth until he is found. A disturbing story from Olathe, Kansas. Fox 4 is learning more about a mass food contamination investigation at a Johnson County, Kansas restaurant. The district attorney's office has filed food adulteration charges against 21-year-old Jace Hansen. Videos and pictures were posted online of a man believed to be Hansen, possibly urinating in the food or rubbing his genitals on the food items at Herford House in Olathe. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Lancaster County Election Commissioner has made a few last-minute polling place changes for the statewide primary election after one of the locations caught fire over the weekend. Just before 3 a.m. on Saturday, the Lincoln Fire and Rescue responded to New Covenant Community Church for a fire coming from the roof. It is estimated that the fire caused $1.5 million in damage. Commissioner Wilt Jen said the church was set to host two Southeast Lincoln precincts, 10H3 and 10H7, for this primary election. election, but things have been moved to Faith Bible Church located at 6201 South 84th Street. This change will impact approximately 2,900 voters, and they should be expecting to receive their new polling place notices in their mailbox in the next few days. In other news, the University of Nebraska's Foundation and the University of Nebraska at Kearney have listed the UNK Alumni House at 2222 9th Avenue. Foundation or alumni staff since 2015. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Hey, Wichita. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get better deals at Rusty Eck Ford. No fooling around. Our prices and selection are no laughing matter. Choose from over 220 vehicles on our lot and ready for you. Like this 2023 F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Escape 2.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. At Rusty Eck Ford, you get top dollar for your trade on over 220 new cars to choose from. And Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. Rusty Eck Mobile Service offers free pickup and delivery, making it easy to maintain your new Ford at peak operating performance from the comfort of your home or office. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board held a special meeting with the only agenda item to move the May meeting to the 14th at 6 p.m. Several pending staff changes at 364 as Jason Wheeler declined an offer to serve as assistant principal and activities director, announcing that he's leaving for a post at Altoona Midway to be closer to his father to care for him. He'd served as elementary principal here the past 11 years and was at Centralia prior. Interviews have been held, offers made for assistant principal, activities director, as well as elementary principal, and are expected to be approved at the May meeting. Activities director and Marysville High wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson is leaving for a job as assistant principal at Perry LeCompton. He does not plan to coach and leaves Marysville having served as head wrestling coach 15 of his 16 years here. Also, Mary Kissinger-Wasson will not return as tennis coach after she held that position the past 31 years. She plans to remain with the district and is giving up the coaching position only. Marshall County commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The sheriff reported new computers will soon be installed in all patrol vehicles. Public Works advised crews are busy blading in preparation for dust control. Treasurer reported second half of taxes are due May 10th. Register of Deeds reported they received some oil and gas leases. The appraiser will be mailing out personal property valuation notices. Ag questionnaires will be sent out this year. Health Department just finished up a couple of school vaccination clinics. Agency on Aging reminding the public the VA rep does still meet at the Helvering Center the first and third Tuesday each month. A local beautician's been coming in at the center doing hair and nails for free. Transportation will be free for the month of May through the Agency on Aging. Helvering Center will be closed June 3rd through the 17th for in-person dining. Shelf-stable meals will be offered during this time. Emergency management reported some 5,000 man-hours related to the early spring wildfires. Clerk of the District Court reported their two jury trials coming up in June. County Extension will be interviewing for an ag agent. They hope by the end of June to have someone hired. Finishing the tax season, they served well over 400 people. County attorney reported child native care cases are down a bit in Marshall County. The county clerk advised filing deadline for elections is June 3rd at noon. And commissioners are gathering job descriptions for positions. Appointed department heads will perform annual evaluations shared with the board. They hope to get the process implemented by 2026 during the budget cycle. Gage County continues exploring options and considering box culverts for a bridge which was closed over Indian Creek at the east edge of Pickerel earlier this spring with deficiencies on the bridge deck. Engineering is underway with a goal to reopen the crossing on Southwest 2nd Road by the fall harvest. Kansas Department of Transportation approved bids in April for projects, including new signing along and north of U.S. 36 in Nemaha County for a $220,000 project.
Second half 2023 personal property taxes are due Friday, May 10th, payable at county clerk's offices as well as banks throughout Marshall County. Payments may be mailed or left in the courthouse drop box. Please include pay stubs and checks with no cash. Credit card payments also accepted with a service charge. National Weather Service confirming storm damage to a state highway yard in Southern Gage County Monday evening was in fact a weak EF0 tornado, creating wind speeds estimated around 80 miles per hour. The touchdown briefly tracked for almost a mile shortly after 7 p.m. with a width of some 30 yards. A storage building and fence at the site was damaged, as well as some trees in the area, with the cloud rotation caught on video by storm spotters. The annual Mother's Day Market is this weekend in Marysville, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 in the city park, with a variety of vendors and food vendors. The art show at the Marysville Junior and Senior High, model railroad display at the historic depot, plus museums will be open and more. The annual chicken barbecue serves Sunday 11 to 2 at the Helvering Center, with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery available. The market and barbecue are fundraisers for Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Commencement is Saturday and Sunday for area high school graduates, with Centralia commencement at 10:30 Saturday, Axtell at 11, Frankfort at noon, Valley Heights and Diller O'Dell commencement Saturday at 2, and Southern at 5 p.m. Sunday commencement for Hanover and Lynn at 1 o'clock, Marysville at 2:30, and Washington County at 2 p.m.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunny and clear throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s and mostly clear skies in a Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. More sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers over Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-70s, and more showers are likely into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Showers and thunderstorms still likely into Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-70s, then showers still continue into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Still some scattered showers into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then more rain may continue into Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 73. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 51. And the record low, 28. Sunset this evening at 8:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:19.
Don't count on that thermometer mounted outside your kitchen window to tell the truth. We will share some keys to more meaningful mercury from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 9th, the 130th day of the year. Musician Billy Joel and John Corbett were both born on this day. Many of us keep an outdoor thermometer as an informal reference on the daily weather. Here are some tips from the National Weather Service for making sure you get accurate readings. Place it in a shaded, well-ventilated area over a natural grass or dirt surface about 5 feet above the ground. Keep it at least 100 feet away from any pavement or concrete, and mount your thermometer well away from nearby buildings. The rule of thumb for distance is 4 times the height of any nearby structure. You'll get much more accurate readings right up there with the pros. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Mother's Day rolls around once a year. Make her day special by shopping Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your Hallmark store. Get her garden and yard gorgeous this spring with bird baths, decorative flags, and other outdoor decor. Don't forget that graduations will be coming up soon. Everything you need to celebrate the graduate in your life, from party supplies, collegiate items, along with fun gifts and more. With a card for any occasion, it's Reflections in downtown Marysville. Open weekdays 9:30 until 5:30 and open Saturdays 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
A salute to the class of 2024 of Washington County High School from United Bank and Trust, Owens Originals, Washington County Hospital, Midwest Products, and Blue Valley Technologies. Commencement is Sunday at 2. This year's class, Kasha Mariquin, Anthony Mayer, Talina McClellan, Miles Miller, Sabrina Mullenberg, Daniel Musterman, Lillian Richard, Kylie Rickers, Zachary Ree, Colton Repke, Kendall Tegadon, Kirsten Folstrip, and Austin Wirtz. Congratulations, Washington County Class of 2024, from FNB Washington, M&M Tires, Usine Enterprises, Rooney Implement, Washington County Vet Clinic, and C Street Styles.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are heading back on the road to Los Angeles to take on the Angels for an upcoming four-game series going into the weekend after finishing off their home series against the Milwaukee Brewers, where they finished the series winning 6-4 in game number 3 and going 2-3 for the series overall. Kansas City continues to battle against the Minnesota Twins for that number 2 slot in the American League Central, where they are now 2 games behind the Cleveland Guardians, sitting at 22-16 for their overall record, also sitting 15-8 for their home and 7-8 on the road. The Angels are in the number 3 slot for the American League West, currently sitting 14-23 overall. After Los Angeles, the Royals stay on the road to head up to Seattle to take on the Mariners for 3 games next week. The Mariners are sitting atop the American League West at 20-16. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape, so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya! Midwest Kia.
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
College baseball gearing up again here across the state of Kansas, with the Kansas State Wildcats getting ready for their second-to-last 3-game series over the weekend, with Friday starting off against West Virginia as they are on the road at Wagner Field. That 3-game series is set to go from Friday through Sunday. They are coming off their interstate rivalry with the Sunflower Showdown against the Kansas Jayhawks, where they went 2-3 in the series, winning game number 3-4-2 in a final innings comeback. Kansas State is sitting currently right now 28-19 for their overall season record. They are sitting 12-12 in Big 12 play with a 1-game winning streak right now. In Jayhawk baseball, they're also ready for another 3-game series. That one at home in Lawrence as they take on Houston starting on Friday. The Jayhawks are sitting roughly the same at 27-17 for their overall record. Conference play in the Big 12 is at 13-11 for the season so far. They have 2 more weekend series before wrapping up the regular season play. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Regional baseball play underway. Marysville is hosting Class 3A. Marysville is the number 6 seed and will host 3rd seed Beloit this afternoon in first round play at 4 o'clock at Feldhausen Field, followed by 2nd seed Nemohall Central and 7th seed Riley County. At Ellsworth in first round play, top seed Ellsworth will host Minneapolis and southeast of Saline takes on Sylvan Lucas Lincoln. Marysville is host to the semifinals and finals on May 14th. Frankfort Centralia and Valley Heights square off in the 1-2A at Mission Valley with first-round play at Onega this afternoon at 4:30. Frankfort Centralia is the 3rd seed, Valley Heights number 6 seed. We'll have it live on KNDY FM, 98.5. In the early game, Horton will take on Republic County. At Mission Valley in first-round play, they draw by. Wawabunsee will take on Jackson Heights, and Onega meets Blue Valley Randolph in the other first-round games today.
Regional high school baseball action debuts this Thursday on KNDY FM 95.5 as Frankfort Centralia tangles with Valley Heights. First pitch scheduled for 4:30 p.m. from Onega in first-round action. Listen live on FM 95.5 or download the free KNDY FM mobile app. Stay tuned with KNDY as we'll cover the winner of tonight's contest into the next round. And thank you to these sponsors for continued coverage of postseason baseball.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business. And the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The Twin Valley Thrift Shops are a benefit for Twin Valley Developmental Services. Donations are always welcome at the warehouse in Waterville and Twice But Nice in Beatty. You can also shop good used items at both locations. The Twin Valley Thrift Shops appreciate your support, with all proceeds benefiting Twin Valley Developmental Resources.
F&A Construction will build it right. Call today for a quick quote if you're building, remodeling, or adding on. Enjoy your home more and increase its value with F&A Construction. They'll tackle your every project to make sure it's done right. For complete construction services, call on F&A Construction today at 292-4692. That's 292-4692.
Get the good stuff.
Superior quality at competitive prices. It's right around the corner at your Napa Auto Parts store, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. Napa has over 310,000 parts and accessories for auto, truck, farm, and small engines. Plus, all Napa brand parts are backed by a national warranty program. Need answers or advice? Just ask the friendly parts professionals at Napa at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. They're ready to help.
Get the good stuff.
Quality you can trust at prices you can afford at Napa Auto Parts, Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
North to south, east to west, does it matter how you orient the rows in your garden? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. An east-west orientation has some advantages for frost protection, while a north-south orientation slightly increases the amount of sunlight reaching the plants. Since there's no major advantage, consider designing your garden to maximize efficiency and beauty. Always monitor the sun and shade patterns in the garden, no matter how you orient the rows. If sunlight is a concern, you can minimize shading by planting taller plants at the north end of the garden, medium-height plants in the middle, and the shorter ones in the southern end. Use shade cast by taller plants to your advantage. Plant cool season and more shade-tolerant vegetables, like lettuce and radishes, next to or in between the taller tomatoes, peppers, and pole beans. The shade helps keep the soil cooler, extends the season, and reduces bitterness of these cool-weather vegetables. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Thousands of people traveled the Oregon Trail as pioneers headed west, and almost all of them made the trip in a wagon. Of course, just about all of those wagons are long gone, but in a moment, I'll take you to a place where one remains, and what you'll see may surprise you. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When pioneers headed west on the Oregon Trail, they were, as the name suggests, often headed to Oregon. But where in Oregon? One of those places is where Barbara Anderson tells the story of their journey, the city of Brownsville.
People in the early days came over and they ended up in Oregon City where they'd winter over. We're in the Willamette Valley, so we're one of the places where people would come down, search out, get their free 320 acres, and set up farming.
The Willamette Valley was a rich and fertile place to begin tilling the soil, and the journey of those pioneers took place many years ago. So what is on display at the Linn County Historical Museum is a real treasure.
The wagon that we have is from the Drinkard family. They came from Missouri. Captain Drinkard was a prisoner of war, and that family came in 1865 after he was released. The family had two wagons. His wife, the 30-year-old Martha Drinkard, drove the wagon that we have.
Their four children, ages 3, 5, 8, and 9, and one set of grandparents made the trip as well. Not to mention, Martha was several months pregnant with her fifth child. Most wagons that made the trip were later either used to death or dismantled, and the materials used for other items where they homesteaded.
For some reason, the Drinkards, because they had these two wagons, kept one intact and passed it down to the family, who eventually felt it needed to be preserved.
It is amazing to see a wagon that made the trip from Missouri to Oregon. Most people are struck by the small size.
They were typically farm wagons that were outfitted into covered wagons. By the size, it becomes very clear that not much was brought with you. Everything they needed for the trip and everything they needed when they got here had to be in that wagon.
Smaller wagons could navigate the mountains and other obstacles more easily. Martha Drinkard ended up delivering 11 children. There are descendants still in the area. Traveling the countryside in Brownsville, Oregon, I'm Andrew McRae.
Horses don't always avoid poisonous plants, especially when they're hungry. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep dangerous vegetation out of their reach, including toxic trees, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Horses don't listen if you tell them to stay away from poisonous plants. But if you have plenty of good quality forage in your pasture, they'll usually avoid them anyway. These aren't just plants on the ground. Horses have also been sickened while munching on certain trees. Carrie Williams is an equine extension specialist at Rutgers in New Jersey. She says the most common and most toxic tree for horses is the red maple.
especially if, say, in a storm, a limb gets blown into the horse's pasture or the field, the leaves start to wilt. And the wilting process is actually what makes them toxic. But the other thing that makes them desirable to the horses is they also get loaded with sugar. So they are very sweet, and horses don't know not to eat them until it's too late.
Other maple species are also toxic, just not to the same degree as the red maple, but Williams advises keeping your horses away from all maples. Keep cherry trees at a good distance too, especially the black cherry. Also avoid oak, black walnut, and black locust. Make sure these trees are several feet away from the fence line and take broken branches out of the pasture. Usually, eating the leaves is what makes a horse sick, but in the case of black walnut, the shavings are a problem too.
If black walnut shavings gets into your horse's bedding and the horse stands on it, they're not even quite sure the mechanism, but only 20% black walnut in bedding can cause laminitis. So I always recommend if people are going to a sawmill to pick up their horse's bedding, they need to be 100% certain that there is no black walnut in there.
A horse that's eaten from a toxic tree may have digestive upset, depression, dizziness, and stumble around. Learn more about trees that can affect horse health at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
First year success for a rural Indiana community daycare operation. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A rural Indiana child care facility, Apple Tree Rensselaer, just celebrated 1 year of operation. Corn and soybean farmer Adam Olson is president of Appleseed Childhood Education.
It exists because of the investment of our community and a whole bunch of partners, which include local governments, local employers, and local philanthropy.
Olson says some 70 children up through age 5 take part daily.
I view it as what a rural community can do when they put their own future in their own hands. Rensselaer, Indiana has decided to make their place, our place, a better place for the future.
But, adds Olson, finding child care service is a huge issue, even in Rensselaer, where 100 families are on the waiting list for Apple Tree. Still, he hopes their success can inspire other communities.
I really love living here, and I want my kids to live here and all of the things that we hope for. And I do hope that other communities throughout the Midwest can look at a problem that looks pretty daunting and say, hey, this can be done. This can be solved.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The 2024 Oklahoma Wheat Crop Tour recently came up with more than 2 million harvested acres. Josh Bishong, Oklahoma State University Extension agronomist, talks about what the tour participants saw while scouting the fields.
There were some issues, but for the most part, especially southwest Oklahoma, we're sitting on a pretty good crop. Stripe rust was our biggest issue this year. It came on early. When we rely on certain genetics to have resistance to stripe rust, we expected it, but this year with it being so early, we had some issues. Some we haven't seen before where we didn't have juvenile resistance in those varieties. So Once the plants started to go reproductive past boot and start push out ahead, we still had some resistance to dry press on those varieties. So the flag leaf mostly stayed pretty clean, but I've been very impressed. A lot of our decent wheat out there, the guys did put money into it. They top dressed. They protected the flag leaf with the fungicide.
Despite the challenges, he said Oklahoma producers should pull in a good wheat crop.
But for the most part, average to above average on yield. Acres, I think, are pretty decent. Northwest, not too much hay, but we are seeing some graze out. We had a lot of feral rye issues, a lot of other grass, winter annual grassy weeds issues. But for the most part, guys are going to be taking it to grain.
Wheat crop estimates came to 2,647,570 harvested acres, 33.68 bushels per acre, and a total production of 89.161 million bushels. Now, in other news, low commodity prices, high input costs, and disappointing 2023 growing season results are influencing farmer decisions in 2024. The 2024 Farmer Speak survey reveals that farmers are taking a more conservative approach in their decision making. They're making fewer changes overall, driven by concerns about short-term prospects and long-term finances. Fertilizer remains the primary focus for adjustments despite being more moderate pricing. 52% of growers purchase fertilizer early, marking the decrease of 7% from last year's record high. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Wichita, why did the chicken cross the road? To get better deals at Rusty Eck Ford. No fooling around. Our prices and selection are no laughing matter. Choose from over 220 vehicles on our lot and ready for you. Like this 2023 F-150 1.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Escape 2.9% APR for 72 months. Or a 2023 Ford Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. At Rusty Eck Ford, you get top dollar for your trade on over 220 new cars to choose from. And Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. Rusty Eck Mobile Service offers free pickup and delivery, making it easy to maintain your new Ford at peak operating performance from the comfort of your home or office. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with...
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
A farm, the smell of fresh country air might be pleasant to you, but not so much for your neighbors. What to do about farmstead odors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer-lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Up down the road from a hog farm. When the wind was out of the south, my dad would say, "Smells like they're making money today." Farms with livestock stink. That's the reality of it. But there are things you can do to cut down on the manure odors wafting into your neighbors' noses. Doug Hamilton is an extension waste management specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says more than anything else, proper manure storage and general cleanliness will help keep the odors down.
So one thing I tell people is to clean those pits frequently, at least once a week, and also keep their buildings clean. In a sense, it would be not allowing the bacteria to grow like your slats and your hog building, if they're covered with manure, the smells are going to leave the building.
Trap and hold offensive smells with physical or chemical filters, properly operated lagoons, or even composting. Living in an area with strong breezes will often dilute the odors that blow from your barn before they reach the neighbors. Strategic plantings can also help.
If you could plant trees or something to make a little rougher area right before the wind gets to your buildings, that's going to help you a little bit. Cause some turbulence in the air and allows the smells to mix with the non-smelly air. That works most of the time. Of course, the wind doesn't always blow.
On calm nights and early mornings, farmstead odors are carried to low spots in the landscape because the odorants that cause the smell are heavier than air. Hopefully, your barns aren't uphill from the neighbors. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for controlling farmstead odors at agriculture.com.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, fabrication, truck driver, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises and promotions, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shifts, and a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, profit sharing bonus, comprehensive insurance plan with a $500 deductible, fuel allowance to drive to work, and more. Apply online today at Landall.com or contact 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Bagworms, a destructive pest that attacks mainly conifers, will start hatching in late May and early June. Northeast District Community Forester for the Kansas Forest Service, Blaine Strobel, provides a comprehensive overview of bagworms.
Bagworms are an insect that primarily attack conifers, junipers, arborvitae, different things like that. And what they do is they feed on the foliage on these species and can cause really detrimental harm to them. Prolonged year after year feeding can actually cause, you know, mature species to die off.
Strobel relays a viable solution to a bagworm infestation, and picking them. He reminds people, however, of the impact that missing just one bag can have.
From a landscape kind of point of view, on something that you can reach, such as a bush or a ornamental shrub, really hand picking is going to be one of the best things you can do. Going out in the winter or early spring before those bagworms have hatched and physically pulling the bags off of the shrub is a great method. The big issue with that is that that single bag may have 500 to 1,000 eggs. So if you leave one, there's still a full population that can hatch and take over. So it's really, really important that you pull all of them if you do decide to go that route. And then even once they're picked, you have to soak them in soapy water for about 15 minutes. And then after they've soaked, you'll have to pour them out on the ground in full sun and let them die that way. If you just dump them into a garbage pail or a compost pile or something like that, those bagworms will actually continue to grow and hatch and continue their life cycle.
He discusses using an insecticide as another avenue for removing bagworms from a tree.
A lot of people tend to go towards insecticides spraying. You don't want to spray when they're brand new, when they first hatch. You want to give it a little bit. When they hit that eighth inch to quarter inch kind of length is what you're looking for, which is in June for Kansas. They hatch in May, and then come June, they'll be about that eighth inch to quarter inch length, and that's when you want to do your first spray application. And from there, you want to spray weekly for up to 4 weeks.
That was Blaine Strobel, Northeast District Community Forester for the Kansas Forest Service, on bagworms and how to manage them. Learn more at www.kansasforests.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday portion, still mixed in the grains, row crops seeing some lower figures. However, the wheat market is seeing some recovery today and a lot of lower numbers in the livestock today. It's been a turn for the worst as a morning of green figures. Now in the cattle market, seeing nothing but losses. June live cattle down 52 to 175.95. August down 50 cents at 173.72. Same story for the feeder cattle markets. The May contract drops $1.47 down to 238.72. August down 127 to 251.12, and lower in the hogs today as well. May lean hogs down 65 cents to 91.87. June down $1.07 to 97.65 per hundredweight. As mentioned, the row crops are mostly lower today. Corn just slightly. May corn down 1¾ to 443¾. July's down 1½ to 457. Soybeans kind of taking the brunt of the hit today. May beans down 18¾ to 11.94. July's down 17 at 12.10¾ cent. May soybean meal down 390 to 370.90. And May soybean oil down 79 points at 42.36. Cotton also trending down. July cotton down 129 points at 78.77. As mentioned, the wheat market with a nice day of recovery after two straight losing days. July Kansas City wheat back up 4½ to 6.53. September up 4¾ to 6.66¼. Both Chicago and spring wheat are trending higher. May oats is down 0.25 cent to 3.96 and then mixed figures beyond that point. Taking a look down Wall Street now, we see the Dow Jones up 244 at 39,300. S&P's up 20 at 5,208, and the NASDAQ up 46 at 16,349. Energy markets has crude oil up 22 cents at $79.21 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a penny to $2.54 a gallon. Heating oil up half a cent to $2.47, and natural gas is up a dime to $2.28. Into the metals, we see June gold up $16.30 to $23.38.60. May silver's up 76 per ounce at $28.12. And lastly, the dollar index currently weaker, down 27 points for June at 105.15.
It's Morgan, and I'm on the phone with Mike at Midwest Kia. Mike, your team has worked hard to provide your customers with a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience. For most of our listeners, it all begins with a visit to your website. I noticed some big changes online. What's going on?
That's right, Morgan. We recently updated our Midwest Express buying tool. It helps calculate payments, trade values, taxes, and more. Plus, we've added lenders who can provide full approval before you even step in the door. Those that have used the tool have saved as much as 2 hours from the typical dealership experience.
I know rebates and incentives can confuse some buyers, so does it also help with those?
Absolutely. With over 400 vehicles to choose from, we've really helped cut through a ton of the red tape, so you can focus on finding the perfect ride.
Now, that's what I call a better way to buy. If you're looking for a new ride, make sure to visit my friends at Midwest Kia and online at MidwestKia.com. As always, see why people are singing.
We want to see ya!
No disclaimer needed. Like we said, simple, transparent, and fast. Midwest Kia.
It's race week at the Beatrice Speedway. The green flag flies Friday with a twist to the night. Makeup A features from last week will start at 7:30 p.m. with Sport Mod, Hobby Stock, and Modifieds, while regular racing will follow with Modified Stock Car, Hobby Stock, Sport Mod, and Compact. Have a blast this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway. And a reminder, no races next week. Find more information and the full race schedule at BeatriceSpeedway.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several recent trades, including a 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 and 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2017 Silverado 2500 model 6.6 diesel truck, and a 2014 Ford Expedition. It's a new truck trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones is on track for its seventh positive day in a row. Going into the midday, the industrials were 200 points higher, while the S&P had gained 0.4%. The NASDAQ was up 0.3%. The latest report from the Labor Department may provide further impetus for the Federal Reserve to back down interest rates. In the week that just ended, 231,000 claims for unemployment benefits were filed. That's a substantial increase of 22,000 from the previous week. Microsoft is set to spend more than $3 billion building a new data center in Racine, Wisconsin. The site is the same one where manufacturing company Foxconn promised to build a $10 billion facility before that deal fell apart. And younger workers really like the idea of a four-day work week. A new survey from CNBC and Generation Labs says 81% of 18 to 34-year-olds think a four-day work week would improve their company's productivity. Companies around the world have been trying it the last few months. Jim Ryan, ABC.
KNDY.